This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration has rescinded a rule that would have required international students to transfer schools or leave the country if their colleges hold classes entirely online this fall because of the coronavirus pandemic. The decision was announced at the start of a hearing in a federal lawsuit in Boston brought by Harvard University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The lawsuit was meant to challenge the rule. The announcement brings relief to thousands of foreign students who had been at risk of being deported from the country, along with hundreds of universities that were scrambling to reassess their plans for the fall in light of the policy. Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has told VOA he is absolutely comfortable with the idea of U.S. students returning to schools this fall, despite the rising rates of coronavirus infection. Speaking to Greta Van Susteren on her VOA show Plugged In, Redfield also said he's expecting the pandemic to cost the United States between $5 and $7 trillion. Now's the time for Congress to invest in public health core capabilities, he said. This is our opportunity to give this nation a public health core capability that not only that it needs, but that it deserves. He also added that the spectrum of illness for COVID-19 is one of the largest that medical experts have seen, meaning some people can have the virus and be asymptomatic, while others become critically ill. The U.S. Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been admitted to the hospital for treatment of a possible infection and will stay in the hospital for a few days. The court said in a statement the 87-year-old Ginsburg went to a Washington hospital on Monday evening and was later moved to Johns Hopkins University. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The British government has banned China's Huawei telecommunications equipment company from playing a limited role in Britain's new high-speed mobile phone network. Britain's Culture Secretary Oliver Dowden said the country's telecommunications operators have until 2027 to remove Huawei's equipment that is currently used in Britain's 5G network. Britain's decision could have wide-ranging implications for relations between the two countries and signals that Huawei may be losing support in the West. Dowden said the ban was imposed after the United States threatened to cancel an information-sharing deal due to concerns Huawei's equipment could allow the Chinese government to penetrate British networks. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson agreed in January to give Huawei a limited role in Britain's high-speed network, but the decision sparked a diplomatic disagreement with the United States. Nearly 3,000 civilians, around 16 per day, have been killed or wounded in the conflict in Afghanistan in the first 6 months of this year, according to Afghanistan's official human rights body. The Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission issued its report Tuesday in Kabul, indicating that the civilian casualties, while still high, have dropped by 11% compared to the same period last year. The greatest reduction was among children. 630 were wounded or killed this year, compared to 951 last year. That's a drop of around 33%. Early-stage testing showed the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the United States did affect people's immune systems the way scientists had hoped. Researchers released the findings early on Tuesday, just weeks before the shots are set to begin much larger testing to prove if they're really strong enough to protect against the coronavirus. The first U.S. study was small, just 45 people. Researchers found more than half flu-like reactions to the shots. The next step, recruiting 30,000 people for the final testing. The vaccine is made by the National Institutes of Health and Moderna Incorporated. It's one of nearly two dozen possible COVID-19 vaccines in various stages of human testing around the world. U.S. researchers have begun searching for the unmarked mass graves of an estimated 300 African Americans who were killed in the Tulsa race riots nearly a century ago. Test excavations began Monday in Oak Lawn Cemetery in Tulsa, Oklahoma, located in the south-central region of the United States, after a radar search earlier this year revealed the possibility of mass graves. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.